Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the JNR Basketball Podcast. My name is John. I am joined by Ronnie. And Ronnie, the first round is officially over. How do you feel?
Not good, because my Suns are out and they got swept.
Oh, they got swept hard. Luckily, they weren't the only team that was swept. I don't know if you take any solace in that. I don't.
No, yeah, I showing. Don't. Yeah.
But
so let's go ahead.
No. Go ahead. You can wallow a little bit longer.
No,
if you want to.
It's just not so. We'll talk about it later. We'll get to it. Let's talk about these teams.
Yeah. Let's get to it. Let's talk about it. Let's start out west. So the first round is over. The second round matchups are set. We're going to make our picks right now. We're going to talk about how the teams got here and maybe talk about them a little bit. I think we want to kind of keep this nice and tight. But let's start in the West. The Nuggets and the Timberwolves. They've actually already played their first game.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'll loosen it up. I know you'd like to keep it nice and tight, but I like to loosen it up.
dirty dog. They've actually already played a game. Minnesota won in the road at Denver, which was really impressive. More impressive, the last time the Timberwolves won a game in the second round was almost 20 years ago. It was like May 7th, 2004.
Yeah.
So they are not a deep playoff team historically. So let's see what they can do. They lead this series now 1-0. But how did they get here? The Timberwolves swept Ronnie's and my Suns in a really ugly series. I don't ever felt like this was competitive.
Yeah, I mean, that Timberwolves look so long, and they play great defense, and, you know, they say defense wins championships, but my God, like, they definitely turned it on against the Suns, and because of that, they totally changed the way I look at the Timberwolves. Like, I didn't really think that the Wolves had a chance, you know, but now I do. Like, they totally
this,
changed my
is this
thinking.
The Nuggets from last year, right? Remember last year, we're like, the Nuggets don't have a chance. The Nuggets don't have a chance. And I was thinking about that before the podcast, because I had the same thinking about the Timberwolves. But then, boom, right, they come out of the gate and beat Denver in Denver. And Anthony Edwards is playing out of his mind. So yeah. I don't even know anymore.
It's actually funny you said that, because I was thinking the same exact thing. I think they are the Nuggets of last year. That's just you hit it right on the head right there. We're both thinking exactly like.
Oh, it was terrible to watch as a Suns fan. Mm-hmm. But you got to respect their game. They are playing good team basketball. And, you know, we knew the Suns weren't going to win a championship this year. I had zero confidence. you thought, at what point did you realize they weren't? Because I realized it pretty early in the year.
So here's the thing. So we got our healthy team and everything. We did the Bradley Beal trade and we got Durant, right? We have all these guys. So at the beginning of the year, I'm feeling pretty good and everything. You know, we got Allen and some good pieces, and I thought they were looking pretty good at the beginning of the year. But around, like, it's like the first month, I was like, I don't know about this team anymore, you know? Like, they just weren't as good, and they weren't healthy, and then at the end of the year, you know, they had those couple of games where they were like, okay, they redeemed themselves, you know, they look really good against the Timberwolves, too. And I was like, okay, so they got my confidence back. I was like, okay, they're going to start playing hard, they're going to win some games in a playoff. And they didn't at all. Like, they just, as soon as the playoffs started, they looked horrible. But
it was ugly.
It's because the Wolves played such great defense against this team. And, yeah, they're doing the same against the Nuggets, too, as well. So,
all right. Well, I knew pretty much right when they fired Monty. A new head coach with so many changes, they don't have a chance of winning a championship. I give them zero chance going into the season. I thought they would get past the first round. I thought they would maybe at least win a game in the first round, but holy smokes. Yeah, this team did not show up, and interesting to see what happens next year. We are going to be doing, once the playoffs are over, we're going to do a breakdown, because there are some interesting storylines. The Suns having a ridiculously high payroll. Kevin Durant doesn't get along with the head coach. What are they going to do? We're going to talk about the LA teams, who are both kind of at a crossroads as well. They have some big changes that they're going to have to make, but let's focus on the present. And the Denver Nuggets are the number 2 seed in the West, going against the Timberwolves. They beat the Lakers 4-1. I thought this was going to be another sweep. The Lakers managed to pull out a game, but again, it never looked I never had a doubt that the Lakers were going to win this series. There were some close games. Jamal Murray hit 2 game winners, but they just, to me, it always felt like they had control of this series. I don't know what your feelings are on this series, but that's sort of where I'm coming from.
No, yeah, I thought the Lakers are going to be a little more competitive because they seemed like they were healthy. And when they're healthy, they're a really tough team to beat. But, you know, like I talked about, I was like, you know, we didn't give the Nuggets credit last year and they won the championship. So that's why I was like, you know, let's let me pick them to win this series. And they did, but it was only because of what they did last year, you know, and they're still healthy. They're still a really good team. They kept their team together. So yeah, they're looking pretty good.
It's crazy to me because D'Angelo Russell, you know, the game that they won, he scored 20 plus points. LeBron and AD, you had a really, really good team basketball. That's the game they won. But he put up zero against the Nuggets the game before, only 14 points in the in the breakout game. It's really, if you can slow down LeBron and AD, there's nobody else on this team. And that's exactly what the Nuggets did, is they just, okay, let's. Those are the only two guys that can beat us. I know, and we're not going to let them beat us.
And Jamal Murray looks so good right now. So there's a little thing I saw where he's the only player to score two game-winning shots in the final 5 seconds of a playoff series ever. Just no one ever has ever done that before. So I thought that was kind of cool. But yeah, when this guy's healthy, they can't be beaten, you know? So I think it's, you know, the last 2 years before, they couldn't win the playoff series hardly, you know? But then all of a sudden he's healthy and they win a championship and now they're continuing to beat really good teams too, you know?
I mean, I would say they're the favorite in the West, even being a game down to the Timberwolves. I mean, I'm picking them to win this series.
And that's tough. Yeah, I don't know. My prediction is they played one game already and I think I was going to go with the Timberwolves because they swept the Suns and I thought the Suns were so good. The Suns were six, you know, the Lakers were seventh this year. And the Nuggets lost one game against the Lakers where the Timberwolves swept the Suns. So I kind of feel like I should pick the Timberwolves. Because you pick the Nuggets, I'll go Wolves. Not because they won a game, but just because of that. You know, just because they beat a better team, I think.
Keep it spicy. Yeah. I don't know if I agree with you there. I think it's going to be the Nuggets. And one of the main reasons why is because they've been there. You know, I mentioned that the Timberwolves haven't won a game in the second round since 2004. What are they going to do when they're down big in one of these games? Are they going to be able to – is their head coach, are these players going to be able to come together and get over it and win? We know the Nuggets are capable of doing that. They're NBA champions. We haven't seen that from this Timberwolves team because they swept the Suns, because you know they've won every game they've played so far this postseason. They're going to lose a game to the Nuggets. How do they respond when that happens?
Gotcha.
And I don't know. So it's the fear of the unknown. But yeah, I'll take the Nuggets in this series. You take the Timberwolves. I think it's going to be six or seven games. I don't think the Wolves are going to sweep the Nuggets. I certainly don't think the Nuggets are going to come win four in a row either. So I think it'll go six or seven games, which would be nice. Because
with all the offensive power, though, that the Suns had and the Suns swept them, though, I mean, they could do the same thing in the Nuggets, I think. Hey, let me ask you real quick.
Yeah.
If the Lakers played the Suns, are you saying the Lakers would have beat the Suns?
Probably.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I don't have any faith in the Suns team. And you know, even before the playoffs started, you started hearing rumblings about disagreements in the locker room and you know, all the stuff that we talked about, you know, we've been doing this podcast for a while now. Kevin Durant coming to a team causes problems. Well, it seemed like all of those were coming true.
Yeah, right.
And it is what it is, but I would have, I don't know if there's anybody in this playoffs I would have picked the Suns to beat.
Gotcha.
In the West.
All right.
In the East, maybe.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't even know in the East.
Really?
The Suns might be the worst team in the playoffs.
Oh, my God. The Suns.
I mean, we're going to talk about the Pelicans, who also got swept in just a second. But
okay, last thing. So are we going to – do you want to skip about the coaching, about Frank Vogel and the Lakers coach and Booker rumblings? Or do you want to talk about that now?
I know that the Lakers coach, Darvin Ham, was fired. Mm-hmm. I have heard rumors that Vogel might be fired.
Yep.
But I think KD wants Vogel fired.
Right.
But I haven't heard anything
official. Surprise, surprise, right?
Official.
Remember hearing that last time he was on the other team, Steve Nash, saying that, exactly, you know? It's weird that it's how every time when they start losing, you know, actually, even when they were winning last year with Steve Nash, you know, they just start, Durant keeps complaining about these coaches, like, he's not being used in the right way. And then I heard, I think it was from a friend I heard this, you know, where it's like, you're getting paid way more than these coaches. So if you're not being used right on your team, well, you're getting paid like $20 million a year. So do what you think is right and just go out there and play the way you want to play, you know, like screw what the coaches are coaching you. I mean, what do you think about that? Like, do you think you should do that?
I think that's what he has been doing. And I think that's part of the problem.
Yeah. So he needs a coach to just allow him to play the way he wants to play, but coach around the way he wants to play too, which is tough because you got to set up every other player to help Kevin Durant out, and it just doesn't work out like that.
So a couple things. One, Durant is not making $20 million a year. He is making $50 million yeah. a year. And two, a successful head coach takes the players that he has with their talent, with their tendencies, and finds a way for them to all mesh together. Mm-hmm. Right. So if you're a head coach and you're going to say, this is the style we're going to play, and it's not a good fit for your players, well, then you're not a good head coach. You need to adapt to the talent that you have. So I can see Kevin Durant's frustration if he feels he's not being used in the way. But his stats are up this year. Yeah. This has like been a good year for him right. offensively. So I'm not really understanding what he's complaining about. Bradley Beal, if anybody on this team has a right to complain about not being used effectively, I think it's him.
Yeah.
But –
Durant had nine points
in an elimination game and
exactly,
got fouled out.
Right. I know.
So
Durant was complaining about just being kind of pushed off into the corner and not being utilized the way he wanted to be.
Yeah. Well, we'll do a full recap of the Suns season because they're not going anywhere, right? They got some choices to make and the offseason is coming up. But let's say focused on who is still playing relevant basketball games.
Gotcha.
Which is not the Phoenix Suns. Let's switch over to the other series in the West. We have the Thunder and the Mavericks. The Oklahoma City Thunder swept the Pelicans. They are the number one seed. And again, this never really looked like a fair matchup. Zion was hurt this entire series, and the Thunder just have so many different pieces that can beat you, and they used them all to just whoop up on the Pelicans.
Yeah, what is this, the third year in a row that Zion was hurt, and he still hasn't played a single playoff game? He played a play-in game, but that's as close as he got. It's so insane.
There's some similarities, and I don't want to go too deep into this, between Kawhi Leonard and Zion, where they're great if they're on the court, but man, oh man,
they're just not on the
never
court.
On the court, especially when you need them on the court in the postseason. The Mavericks are the number five seed. They beat the Clippers 4-2 and advance to play the Thunder. I was shocked by this one. I had the Clippers. Kawhi played in only games 2 and 3. Speaking of Kawhi, and the Clippers just look, even with him on the court, they just look like they've never played basketball together or have only had a limited amount of time. And
yeah, something was weird when he was on the court. They lost that game. I found that kind of odd. You know, I thought
they lost the first. They won the first game there.
But
yeah, it did not work out that way. And I think it's just. I mean, I have no idea. I always think the Clippers are one of the more talented rosters in the league, yet they can never do anything with it.
And
this was an unexpected exit.
I think because they lost the game, I think Kawhi was like, you know what? I'm hurt next game because you guys are winning without me, so go for it. And then they'll give me time to rest my injuries. And then they ended up losing again.
They just lose.
But
yeah.
What are your – I mean, just tell it to me. Just what do you think of Luka? How is he looking?
Oh my gosh, he looks so good, doesn't he?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. You know what? I seriously didn't even, I could not watch the games. I would turn it on and then I'd try to watch it, and then there he is complaining about every little thing.
Everything.
I just can't. Yeah. I would turn it off. That was the only series I could not watch. He's so unwatchable. It's ridiculous.
Little bias there. I agree. He does complain a lot. Him and Kyrie are great, but you know, they need more than him and Kyrie to win any meaningful games in the postseason. And we saw that, like I said, game one that they lost, where they had like 30 points in the first half, 8 points in the second quarter. Mm-hmm. That was a heavy dose of Luka and Kyrie. They need those other players to get involved. I think that's going to ultimately be their downfall, is that they don't have a lot of good depth, or they really need those role players to have double digit games and not have Kyrie and Luka. If Kyrie or Luka has a bad game, they're screwed.
Yeah.
They're not going to win a game, period. They need both of those guys to average 30 points a game just to be competitive. The Thunder, they are the youngest team in the NBA. They don't have, I don't know how much playoff experience anyone on this roster has. I think, similar to the Timberwolves, how are they going to respond when they lose a game? And, you know, they haven't had to deal with that yet, but that's going to happen. The Mavericks are going to win a game. I still am going to lean on the Thunder in this game. I'm going to say the Thunder in six.
Six, okay. This is an interesting series because they both played against teams that were injured, right? There wasn't 100% chance, or there wasn't 100% healthy teams that they were playing against, so now they're playing against each other. The Thunder are number one, though. They're Mavericks are number five for the regular season, so I really hope the Thunder just sweep the Mavericks and just get them out of here, because I do think the Thunder are really good, and man, they, That'll just be nice to see Luka complaining the whole entire time against who the Thunder is. One, they're one of my teams. I like the Thunder, the Pelicans, and the Suns, of course. You know, the Bulls were fun about too this year. But I picked one of these two teams to like win it all, if I remember correctly. The Thunder and the Pelicans. Pelicans, unfortunately, they played against each other, so I'm definitely rooting for the Thunder. I think they're going to take it, and I'll probably say they're going to win five games. They're going to win
Thunder and five.
Thunder and five. Man, that was hard for me to say. Okay.
It was really hard for you to say.
They're going to win it in five.
Some things never change, Ronnie. All right, so Thunder in five. I have Thunder in six. We split between the Timberwolves and the Nuggets out in the West. Who do you think ultimately is going to be representing? Now we have down to four teams in the West. Who's going to be representing the West in the NBA Finals today, if you had to make your pick today?
Boy, you know, I'd say it's going to be the Thunder and the Timberwolves, and out of those two teams playing each other, I don't know yet. I can't make that prediction yet. Let me watch these two teams.
Okay, just going to skip that question. That's cool. cool. I'm going to stick with the Nuggets. Again, they're the champs, and until somebody makes them look foolish, they're the team to beat in the West, in my opinion. This should be an interesting series, the Nuggets. They match up very well. I mean, they have two bigs. We're backtracking a little bit, but between Gobert and Karl Anthony Towns, that really is a lot of body you can put on Jokic, and how does he respond or can he respond?
Right. Even if it goes the other way, they too, you know, if the Nuggets and the Mavericks match up in the conference finals, that'll be a really good game to watch too. You know, Luka against the MVP of the league. So,
all right, let's switch gears out east, where we have the Celtics and the Cavaliers. This game just ended. The only game that went seven games in round one was the Cavaliers and the Magic. The Cavaliers hold off the Magic. The Magic had an 18-point lead at one point in the second quarter, and they just let it get away. So Magic go home. Cavaliers advance to be the sacrificial lamb to the Celtics. I think the Celtics are going to win this game and win this series in five. The Celtics beat the Heat in five, which I was actually blown away that the Heat managed to win a game, especially without Jimmy Butler. What do you want to talk about on this one? Let's talk about the Cavs and the Magic. The Magic are, I think, the second youngest team in the league. Mm-hmm. And I got it. I know, obviously, they're disappointed in the result of this game today, Sunday, Cinco de Mayo. But they were down 2-0, and they came back to force a game seven and had a lead, a substantial lead in a closeout game before ultimately they lost it. There's a lot to be proud of if you're this team.
Yeah.
There's a lot of young talent here. I think they're going to come back next year and be in the playoffs again, but I think they'll make it to the semifinals, the conference semifinals next year, having a year of experience under the hat. Paolo Banchero seems to just get better every week. So I think you're going to continue to see his development and his progress. So this is a team I'm excited about for the future. This is almost how I feel like Oklahoma last year.
Okay.
You know, they're exciting to watch. And now what can they do this offseason?
So this series was probably the least interesting series to me. I was trying to watch all of them, but every time I had this one on, I'd end up, you know, taking my phone out and looking at something else, you know, because it was just I wasn't really interested in who was going to win. I didn't care, but
part of the problem is the time zone, right? This game was at 10 a.m. West Coast time.
You're right.
It's like, what?
Now, Donovan Mitchell, though, I just want to say, like, remember last week when I was talking about how they were talking about how the league has changed, you know, like all these players that we look up to, they look completely different from, you know, David Robinson and all these muscular guys back in the 90s and everything to now we're looking at, you know, Jokic, you know, and Wemby and everything. But then you look at Donovan Mitchell. Dude, that guy has a body on him. Like, he has an MVP type of body. Like, he makes me jealous, you know? Like, I'm
so confused.
He's just so muscular, so ripped. So, and then you saw, like, how he just, like, dominated this series, you know? Like, he was scoring all the... I mean, he scored a lot of points, you know? So, I just wanted to put that out there. Like,
he's... With a body like that, he's going
to
score.
Yeah. I'm proud to say that, you know, he's one of the better players in the league, and... I just I know it's kind of weird for me to say, but I said it, so
it's
there
not
you go
that weird I like this Cavaliers team. I think they're a more talented roster. I was surprised to see it go to seven, especially after they took a 2-0 lead. I don't think the Celtics are gonna have any problem with them. I don't know, you haven't officially picked, but your thoughts on the series of 1-4 Celtics versus Cavs?
So what's his name is injured, that tall white dude on the Celtics. Porzingis? Yeah. So he's out with a calf injury. So I don't know how they're going to face up with the Cavaliers with that injury lingering too. The Cavaliers are healthy, so I'm probably going to say exactly what you said. I still think even with the injury, the Celtics have enough depth to take it in five games.
Yeah. Okay, you're going to see a steady injury, dose of Al Horford
because of the injury, you're going to see them maybe lose one game because Porzingis is he's a huge offensive factor and defensive too. So
they're probably very grateful that the series went seven games to give them a couple extra days to match. But they don't play until Tuesday. So, yeah, I think just a quick Google search, it looks like Porzingis is certainly going to miss that first game. But the Celtics have had a lot of time off now.
Yeah, what I heard, he might be out until the conference finals, the beginning of the conference finals. So we'll see.
Time will tell.
Yeah.
Last series in the East, last series period, the Pacers and the Knicks. This is a 6-2 matchup. I picked the Bucks and between the Bucks and the Pacers in round one, I picked the Bucks. Little did I know that Giannis would not return and that Damian Lillard would also go down. But the Pacers take advantage of that. You know, that's what you got to do. And they win the series 4-2 to advance. Thoughts on that series? Were you surprised by the outcome?
Big time. I didn't think the Pacers are going to maybe... Yeah. They might have won one game, you know, but no, they ended up winning four and taking the series against the Bucks. Yeah. That's insane to me. But it's because Giannis wasn't there. Just like you said, you know, if Giannis played, then the Bucks probably would have won. You know, and the Pacers, who knows, they probably wouldn't have won any games, you know, because he's that much of a factor. So, I don't know, just disappointing that they weren't 100% healthy, you know. Right, I mean, he was playing up until the playoffs started, pretty much. He was out for like a few regular season games, you know, but he just couldn't get healthy enough, and that sucks. I don't like to see these games like that, but...
No, you never like... You want to see, you know, healthy matchup versus healthy matchup. I think they could have survived with just Giannis and having Damian Lillard, but when they both go down, I just feel like that's too much to overcome.
Right.
You know, you build this team around them, and suddenly they're not there. It's too much to do. So now the Pacers, you know, it's not their fault, right? They get to take advantage of that, and they win this series to go on to face the Knicks. The Knicks are the number two seed. They beat the 76ers, who I'm happy for. I like the 76ers. I like Tyrese Maxey. But man, oh man, I'm seeing more and more just dirty Joel Embiid with some of these plays and some of these things that he's doing. I don't think I can root for him or the 76ers because of that. There was a video on Reddit today where he was apparently pushing a security guard because he wanted to practice shooting the ball out of bounds, you know, for when they change the rule and allow you to shoot the ball out of. I don't understand what he was just going on a power trip or something.
Yeah.
You see all these little dirty kicks and knees and nicks and tacks and everything that he's doing. There was one on Jalen Brunson in the clinching game too, where he just shoved him, checked his shoulder into him as he was running by and doesn't get a call. And it's really nasty. He might be the dirtiest player in the league. And that's saying a lot when we see Draymond Green legitimately headlock people in a game.
But Brunson is so good too.
Yeah, like, Brunson is good. Yeah, this is a good Knicks team. Josh Hart is playing out of his mind right now. So the Knicks win this series 4-2. They advance, and now we have the Pacers and the Knicks. And I got to be honest, I kind of like the Pacers in this series.
I can't go against the Knicks. No way. You like the Pacers?
They match up good, I think. I think Pascal Siakam, it's going to be interesting because you have OG Anunoby on the Knicks and you have Pascal Siakam on the Pacers, former teammates, right, with the Raptors that were both traded towards the deadline. How is – I don't know. That's kind of a cool storyline to me, but yeah. I just think the Pacers match up really, really well against this Knicks team. And I think it will be the Pacers. I wouldn't be shocked if it was the Knicks, but I think it's going to be a good series, 6 or 7 games, but I'll take the Pacers in 7.
I'm going to take the Knicks, and I'm going to say in 6. I think the Knicks I agree with your matchups and everything, what you're saying with there. I just don't think the Knicks are that great of a team, but Brunson is so good, and he's going to have a couple of games that are bad, and that's going to allow the Pacers to take a couple, but this guy has been on it, dude. So I got some stats on Brunson too. So Brunson, the last 4 playoff games, he's averaged 41.8 points per game, 10.3 assists per game, and he's shooting 49.2%. So he's like one of the best Knicks ever. So that's ridiculous.
That's pretty good stats.
At the age of 27 years old, with 35 points plus points per game in the playoffs, the list is Michael Jordan and Elgin Baylor and Jalen Brunson.
Wow.
So he's up there with those guys. It's just kind of ridiculous. So he's stepping up, and yeah, he's going to be the MVP of the playoffs right now at this point, because he's no one can stop him.
The question I have for is, you said he's going to have an off night. Who on the Knicks is going to carry the load if he has an off night?
When is Julius Randle coming back? Is he going to make it at all? I was just thinking of that. I don't know, but
yeah, I don't know. I don't.
There's one other player on the team. Who's the?
They have OG Anunoby, who I like. I'm a fan of him. They have DiVincenzo, who is okay.
Josh Hart. That's what I was thinking of. Miles McBride.
I like Josh Hart. Yeah, but I don't think he can step up enough, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. But yeah, those two. You know what? Isaiah Hartenstein too. Have you seen how important he has been in this playoff series too? Like, there's been a few plays where he just, you know, he'll get in the mix, he'll get an offensive rebound and give them another try, and then they end up shooting a three. I think because of him, because of his dirty work on the inside and getting the ball after a miss, that's helped them win a couple of games. So he is a very important piece to this team.
He was critical in this series because he wasn't afraid of Joel Embiid, and he wasn't going to let him be pushed around. As a result, he had 5 fouls in the third quarter in that final game, and spent a lot of time on the bench. But I do like the way they use Hartenstein. I think, you know, again, him and Miles Turner, I think that'll be a great matchup. That'll be fun to watch. I don't think Miles Turner is nowhere as near as physical as Joel Embiid. So, you know, will it be? It'll be interesting to see. But I agree with you. This is a talented roster, but they have one star, and that's Jalen Brunson.
Right.
Where I would argue that the Pacers have two stars in Pascal Siakam and Miles Turner.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's just something about this Knicks team. They just play well together. They're just a well-built team. You know, they have that chemistry going. So I think they're going to take it in 6.
Well, that's the good thing. We will find out soon enough. These guys start play on Monday night. The Knicks are the 2 seed, so they will be playing at home, hosting the Pacers. The Celtics will be hosting the Cleveland Cavaliers. That starts on Tuesday night. And the NBA playoffs march on. The first round is officially over, and the second round is going. So just like we did in the West, of those final 4 teams, Celtics, Cavs, Pacers, Knicks, who is going to the NBA Finals? Are you willing to make a call here?
Yeah, the Celtics are. There's no way that they're not going to make it.
Even if Porzingis doesn't come back?
Yeah, they're still going to make it. But it's going to be a little tougher for them. But
yeah, it'll be a lot tougher for them. Yeah, they need Porzingis if they want to win the championship, I think.
Yeah. But this, so there's something that I read where, here it is. So the Celtics, they have the best offensive rating in history this year. 3rd best defensive rating this season, and 4th best net rating in history. So they're just, they're too good to lose.
Too good to lose. Famous last words. No team likes to hear that. All right. Well, there we go. Which series of the 4 series are you most excited about?
I'll tell you which one I'm least excited about is the Mavericks. I don't want to see it. This is tough.
I am most excited about that one because I want to. Yeah, I think everything we talked about. You have 2 dynamic players on this Mavericks team, and then you have a team on this Thunder team, and how are they going to work together to shut down? I want the Thunder to win. I've picked the Thunder to win, but it should be a fun series to watch.
Don't you
want to see frustrated Luka?
Yes, I am only going to like it if the Thunder are in a lead. If Luka is winning the series, and I see SGA and Chet all frustrated and everything, and then like Luka with this stupid smile, I'm going to turn it off. I don't want to watch that.
I'm going to clip images of Luka's stupid smile and send it to you.
Yeah, make a t-shirt out of it, huh?
I will make a t-shirt, yeah. Okay, so which series are you most excited about if that's the one you're least excited about?
The Nuggets and the Wolves. That one is just going to be a... Nuggets and the Wolves? That's like a championship matchup right there. And I kind of feel like whoever's going to win that is going to beat the Thunder once the Thunder beat the Mavericks. But that's tough to say because I think the Thunder have been so good this year. And I think the Thunder is so young, though, you know? So I think once these 2 teams, the Nuggets and the Timberwolves, meet up with the Thunder, they're going to beat the Thunder because of the inexperience. Okay. But who knows? It's going to be really fun to watch. this Celtics and Cavaliers series, that one sucks. And the Knicks and Pacers.
That's the one I'm least excited about because I don't think the Cavaliers. I like the Cavaliers. I like, you know, Evan Mobley, I think, is a really talented player. I just don't think they have a chance. So it's tough to be invested in that series. The other three are all pretty, should be pretty good series.
Yeah, I'll enjoy watching the Knicks and Pacers, though, for the East side. That'll be a fun series.
Yep. All right. Ryan, that's all I had. Any closing notes you want to throw in before we call it a day?
No, I'm going to save some of these notes for next podcast.
Excellent.
Because you want to keep it tight, you know, so.
We're going to keep it tight. Got to keep it tight, dog. All right, man. Well, that is going to do it for us. Check out your local listings for the series that you are most interested in, and we will see you next time.
Yep. Thanks, guys.